An overview of simple interest and compound interest rates. Both simple and compound rates determine the cost of borrowing a loan. A lender levies an interest rate on a loan amount for utilizing the borrowed money for a fixed period. A compound rate has the potential to help investors earn more returns than a simple interest income. It applies to the total loan amount and interest as well. Often a financial institution determines how often the interest will be compounded. It can compound quarterly, monthly, daily, annually or half-yearly. Financial institutions use this on investments such as mutual funds, fixed deposits. Now, let's move ahead with the calculation using a compound and simple interest formula. Compound interest. How to calculate a simple interest rate? Calculating simple interest beforehand will help one to compare and avail better interest rates for loans. One can compute interest payables on loans by using this simple formula. SI equals PIN. Whereas SI equals simple interest. P stands for principal amount. I is equivalent to interest rates for a given period. N is tenor. For a simple understanding, let's take an example. Example 1. An individual borrows a loan of R$50,000. The tenor is 60 days, and the interest rate is 5% per year. The calculation is as follows. Principal amount equals R$50,000. Interest rate equals 5% per year. Tenor equals 60 days. Total interest payable equals R$410.95.